Blog Talk Radio.
And I wish somebody so would.
It's on fire!
Oh,
it's on fire!
Oh.
Hello?
Mama, what about my bike?
Hello. Pastor Wade.
The window.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a wash.
Huh?
Getting a wash. Hello?
Hello?
Just had a dish, Cheryl. Can you hear me?
Oh, wait. Yeah, I can hear you. What's happening?
Nothing. I was trying to listen in on the show, but I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to call her.
I'm going to text her.
Okay.
I'm going to send her a text.
Okay.
So should we stay on or hang up?
Oh, let's just stay on.
Okay.
Oh, so you on a line. Okay.
Yeah, it's like a line, yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. All right. I think she's getting it together and everything.
Like a conference call.
Yeah, I'm going to wait. Mm-hmm. But she's going to mute us out. You won't be able to say anything when she comes on.
Oh. Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Charles, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hi, God bless you. We have a guest speaker today. Her name is Chazetta Miller. She's going to give her testimony today, and we have a little difficulty right now. The host of the show, she's having some problems right now with her equipment. So she can hear us, but we cannot hear her. So right now, but we're going to go ahead and let Minister Chazetta Miller give her testimony. Chazetta, it's in your hands.
Yes. Okay, I just want to thank God for this opportunity to come on and speak to many people out there in the radio land. And I just want to say thank the Lord, because I want to say that God has brought me from darkness to his light. I was once in darkness before, and I did grow up in the church and things like that, and knew about the church. My family had me in church and things like that, and the Lord saved me at a young age. But, you know, I was in many different churches and stuff, and, you know, learning about the word and different things. But I wasn't doing quite what the Lord had really wanted me to do in walking in his fullness and things like that, you know. And I've been through many things in my childhood. I won't go into details. But truly, I can say today that the Lord has delivered me from those childhood hurts and issues and many things that I have been through. And, you know, down through the years, being in churches and things like that, I really didn't come to know really Christ and to know who God was for myself. I mean, I knew of him, but I really didn't know who he was, you know, and who he is for myself until about the age of 30, like 37. I really began to know who he was, because even though I was confessing to be saved and, you know, filled with the Holy Ghost, you know, I wasn't really saved then. I found that I wasn't really saved because I wasn't doing what he wanted me to do. I was, you know, in and out of, you know, men, being with different men and stuff. And I don't know why I was doing these different things, but I was with many men, you know, having this man problem, which you called a lust problem. I had a lust demon in me and didn't really know it. But I just thank God that I am truly delivered from that today. And I can tell you how I got delivered was, is that I always had kind of the people in my life, you know, that was in my life down through the years, and mainly my mother. My mother, I call her Mama D. But it was mainly her that really talked to me and helped me. And it was others as well. I can't name all the names, but she's one of the ones that truly brought deliverance into my life. I'm talking about complete deliverance and brought me to where I understand, you know, who God is and who he is in my life today. And I just want to encourage you on today and tell you that you can be delivered from anything that was that brought through, you know, your parents' sins, that came through your parents' sins and came to you. You can be delivered from those things, no matter what it is. And I can just say that I'm just so free on today, you know, and God has blessed me in my life. He's blessed my children. And I want to talk more on about how you can be free from this lust demon, because I had a lust demon and didn't even know it. You know, I was doing things, calling myself saved down through the years and stuff, doing things, and I thought it was right. I'm like, oh, this is okay. I just made a mistake. No, those were not mistakes. Those were sins, and I wasn't saved doing that stuff. You can't be saved shacking with some man or, you know, laying up with men or going here to bed with them and thinking that's okay. That is not okay in God's eyes. And I found that out, you know what I'm saying, because truly I had people to tell me the truth, tell me about the word of God and what the word said. Not only what the word said, but I have examples in my life. You know, I had examples and people that was set before me. And not only that, we have to be obedient to the Lord. I have learned at 37 years old, being saved for real, I mean saved for real, free from sin, not shacking up with no man, living a life as a single mom, you know, taking care of my boys. And I thank him for that. I can say truly I have peace on today. I have joy and strength in him that I'm able to do these things and even talk about it in freedom. There's a lot of things, like I say, down, you know, I want to say about the things that I went through that brought me to this place of this lust that I had. I'm like, wow, I didn't even realize that I've been through such traumatic things in my childhood, you know. And I even went to get, you know, professional help. And let me tell you something, it's okay to go get professional help. I'm not getting it now, but I got professional help. And I mean, I got it for six months or plus. And then when I realized that, I say, okay, I'm getting this professional help, I say now, and I need to be able to trust God. So I got to, after getting professional help, I began to trust in the Lord and to listen to those that the Lord had put in my life and what to do and how to do. I began to trust him. I say, Lord, okay, I don't need to go to get professional help. I need to trust you in this situation. I need to be able to depend on you and know I can trust you with my life, trust you with my hurt, trust you with my bitterness, trust you with my angers, my fears, my frustration. So I was able to, you know, trust in the Lord and lean not into my own understanding. And not only been able to, you know, we say we love the Lord and we trust God and we pray to God, but being able to pray to God and get an answer, you got to have somebody that's in your life that can pray you through. And I appreciate all those people that was able to pray me through, to get me through the situations, the dark secrets and the hurts that I've been through. I thank God for that, you know, and I have praying people down through the years and so forth. You know, it's just so much I can really say thank you for. But had I not been through the things that I've been through in my childhood, I would not be able to be standing where I am today. And I must say that I wasn't even stable in churches, you know, from church to church, going here, going there. and, you know, trying to find my way, trying to find the right answer, but that wasn't the answer. The answer was in Christ and knowing who he is for yourself. You know, there's nothing wrong with going to fellowship and, you know, fellowshipping in a church. We must, you know, go in there and, you know, go and see what the Lord would have us to do in these churches. Sit in there and, oh, you know, look at who shot John or who got what on. It's not about that. It's about getting the job done, not looking on what a person has on as far as clothes. But we have to get to the nitty-gritty and become Christ-like, you know, in these churches and do what the Lord wants us to do and go forth in him how he wants us to go. So I just really appreciate him. And I can say I'm free, I'm delivered, and the Lord is even blessing me on my job. You know, I work with children. He's blessing me in that area. I'm able to help children to, you know, just overcome their fears, their cries, just whatever it is. I'm really, you know, there for them. And I couldn't have been there for them if I hadn't have been through the things that I've been through in my childhood, and I really love what I do. So I just really appreciate him, and I just want to encourage, you know, the women and the men of God, you know, and those that are, you know, struggling in their flesh, you can make it, and the Lord will help you through. And one thing I could say is that we have to be obedient. Like I say again, I'm going to say it, reiterate, that we have to be obedient to the Lord, you know, but again, we have to be obedient to our leaders, who God put place in our lives. And I thank God that he placed a grandmother in my life, and he placed a mother in my life. He also placed a father in my life. I have my biological mother and my biological father. They are now deceased, but I thank God for all that they tried to do to help me and to bring me up in the right way, and I forgive them for the things that they have done or things that I have went through and stuff like that. I forgive them. They're both deceased, and I really appreciate them, and I can say that they are forgiven because I have forgiven them. We got to learn how to forgive. And like I say, we have to be obedient, again, to those that the Lord placed in our life. And that's, you know, them telling us the truth, because I didn't always have a listening ear. At a young age, if I had had a listening ear, and say, you know, I know the Bible say, hear what the Spirit say unto the church. You know, we have to have a hearing ear, and I thank the Lord that he's helping me to have a hearing ear. I'm learning how to listen more and not be more of a like a talker. I'm learning how to listen and listen to the voice of the Lord and those people that he put in my life and what they're saying to me, and to be able to, you know, rationalize it and understand what they're saying and what they're saying for my life. So we just have to respect our leaders and those that God put in position and make sure that they are of God and things like that, you know. But my testimony is that the Lord has brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light, because I was in a dark place at one time, in a dark place, didn't know which way to go, where to go, you know. But the Lord, I thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that he had his arms of protection around me. Because he had put people, so many people, I can't name no names, but you know who you are out there in radio land and wherever you know who you are, that helped me. And I haven't forgot them. You know, I haven't forgot those that helped me in the Lord and those that the Lord had placed and put in my life. And I can just say that truly I am delivered. I'm free. I'm walking in, you know, the victory. I'm doing the things that God wants me to do and helping people that God would have me to help. And a lot of times, even in my church home, you know, where I go, the Lord is pushing me forward because I am a minister. They call me Minister Chisetta. And I'm learning how to walk in him. And when we say minister, I'm not into titles, but we say minister, it's being able to minister to those that are hurting, that are lost, that are grieved, just whatever it may be, that the Lord, he's able to deliver and set you free. And I just want to encourage you today and just pray with you, if I'm allowed, that God will be able to free you, be able to open up your ears to hear to what the Spirit is saying unto your church, unto your house, unto your body, even unto the body of Christ. And I'm just going to pray now and ask that everyone, you know, prepare their hearts to open up their hearts and to receive what the Lord has for them. Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to touch each and everyone that is even listening on this line, Lord. Lord, I ask you to heal every hurt, break down every curse, every generational curse, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just thank you for everyone that is listening on today. Lord, I ask you to bless their lives, Lord. Encourage their hearts, Lord, to do what you have them to do in the name of Jesus. Lord, we break down every foul and broken, every contrite spirit in the name of Jesus, every lust, every hurt, everything that is not like you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to bless, Lord. Help us on today, Lord. Help us to do your will. Help us to see what you would have us to see, to hear what you would have us to hear. And whatever we see, we, Lord, we ask you to just help us to pray and to intercede for those that need the help, Lord Jesus. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I'm able to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything that you have done for us. Thank you for everything that you have put us through, that you have blessed us, even the things that we put ourselves through, Lord. It's not always the devil that's doing things to us, but, Lord, we do things and we disobey you that have the enemy to take full control, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you take full control on today, that you guide our spirits, that we trust in you, Lord, that you help us in the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord. And I'm giving it back over to the person that's over this line. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And y'all, please forgive me. I had some technical difficulties, but I believe everybody can hear me now. As I got on the air, I pushed the wrong button. And I accidentally closed off my microphone, so I had to call in as a guest. But I couldn't log myself out because it would have ended the show. But I want to thank you, Chizetta, for that awesome testimony. And I want to know, is there anything you would, and yes, you prayed, but what would you tell that person who is going through similar situations that you faced in your life?
Well, I would tell them, first of all, you know, you have to get in a connection, your childhood, and what, because see, what happened is I didn't know that I had dealt with an issue in my childhood. Something that I had went through that was deep, that was painful, and it actually was in the back of my mind. It was called trauma. So, you know, and you have to have somebody in your life to bring these things out of you that's talking to you. I'm talking about talking to that spirit, talking to your spirit being. You know, you have the body, soul, and spirit, talking to that soul. You know, I had somebody to speak into my soul, into my spirit, to that deep thing, that rooted thing. So what it is that, you know, whatever you went through in your childhood, or even if it wasn't in your childhood, whatever you're going through now, you have to deal with it. I mean, you have to actually deal with it and tell the Lord about it. You know, one thing I've learned is to tell the Lord about my problems. I used to tell people, oh, what I've been through and this, that, but I'm learning to tell the Lord about your situation and being honest with him. Lord, I went through this. Lord, I didn't like that. You know, this wasn't right, Lord. They didn't do this right. Or, you know, whatever it may be. And then forgiving whoever did what they did to you, even if it's yourself, if you can't forgive yourself. Learn how to ask the Lord. He died for us. He died on the cross for our sins that we may have life and victory. And that is something that we need to really see, the death, burial, and the resurrection. He died for us, that we may put away those dead things in our life, you know. And I just really thank the Lord that, you know, that you can be encouraged. So just remember to look deep and get somebody that you can really trust. I mean, you know, we trust in the Lord, but the Lord, he put people on this earth so that we can have to go to help us, to pull us through, bring us out, pray us through. Because somebody prayed me through. I didn't just get here by accident or Oh, my goody two shoes. Ain't no goody two shoes here. I was prayed through. Somebody prayed for me, you know, and had me on their mind, and they took that time to pray for me. And I can say I'm very glad that they prayed, and they still praying and have me on their mind, and I thank God for that. So it's mainly getting in connection with your childhood, because I realized when I kept doing the same old thing over and over again, from man to man or whatever it was, doing this and doing that, thinking I'm right and righteous and I'm doing, oh, everything is right in what I do and want to be right all the time. I'm like, where is all this coming from here? Something happened here. And I begin, somehow I reach back in my childhood and I realize what happened to me. And I share, because that stuff was like trauma. I throwed it to the back and just begin, I forgave, you know, my parents and stuff. I'm like, Lord, for real? Are you serious? This really happened? And I was really upset. I was mad. I was fighting, man, wanting to tell somebody off. But the Lord said, no, you not. He said, I have to bring you to this and bring you through all that stuff so I can be a help to somebody else. And I'm thankful that I can be a help to the hurting, to the broken, that God is able to heal you where you hurt. So those are the things that we have to do. We have to learn how to deal with the situation and what we're in. We can't get all mad about it and frustrated and stuff like that. We have to, you know, meet your whatever the need is, you have to be able to meet. And people that are ministering have to be able to meet you where you are, meet that hurt and that need where you are. But when somebody tell you the truth, we got to be able to accept the truth. You know, accept it, the truth. The truth is not hardly accepted in the churches, but we have to be able to accept the truth and knowing what happened and knowing that you can be delivered and knowing that Jesus is the truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life, you know. So, and that's how, because I didn't know I even was dealing with this stuff. I'm like, you know, the things that I was doing, I'm like, why in the world? I didn't want to do those things that I was doing and stuff. That's those things I did not want to do. And I made, and also having a made up mind. You got to want to be delivered, want to be set free. You got to cry sometime. It's not going to be easy. You got to cry your way through. You got to cry it through, however you do. And after you finish crying in, you got to sit up and listen to the truth and do the things that you're supposed to do and walk in it. You know, and walk by faith. We walk by faith and not walk by faith and not by sight, not what you see, you know, because we see a whole lot of stuff in this flesh, but, you know, we got to be able to walk in the truth and the things that, you know, the faith that God, you know, that he's delivering, that he's, a, no matter what, even the violence, that's everything that's going on in the world, I know there's a lot going on, but we got to stand on the sure foundation that the Lord is able, and he's able to deliver you from your childhood, your adulthood, your grandmahood, seniorhood, whatever it may be. But everything, know that it has stemmed from a childhood and what happened in your childhood, or just whatever it may be, you have to deal with those things. And me being able to deal with those, even like I say, getting professional help, whatever help you need, getting the help that you need is very important into moving on and doing the things that you have to do, you know. And mainly if you're able to listen to somebody, a minister or and if they're able to tell you the truth and you're able to listen, you should be able to listen at that time. But sometimes we don't even have a listening ear. They have to speak to our spirit and, you know, cut whatever needs to be cut in the inside of our spirits and stuff and take all that old stuff out that happened to us. But you can be delivered. You can be set free on today. You can live a happy life. Oh, yes. And also not looking at what somebody, oh, this person got this and that person got that. It ain't about what nobody got. It's about reaching into your inner man and knowing that God loves you. Even in whatever situation you may be in, you may not even have all the things that you want in life. But one thing I can say, when you have Christ, that is enough. Because he's everything, and he'll give you the things that you need. Amen. Back to the speaker, Pastor Wade.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
And I really want to thank you for sharing that, and I know you've already prayed, and prayed for those, for the ones that might be hurting and stuff. And I just really want to appreciate you, because it takes a lot. And anybody who is listening, no matter what your hurt or pain, I can relate. It takes a lot to step out there and say, hey, I know what you're facing. I have been through this. It takes a lot to say, let me tell you what God has delivered me from. I suffered this. I went through this. I went through that. And believe me, I can run you a list. I'm not going to, but I can literally run you a list. But I know how hard it is. You know, radio makes it a little easier. I've tried Periscope. It doesn't work for me. Not that I can't testify on Periscope. It just literally doesn't work for me. But it takes courage to either get on the radio, or to call someone, or it takes a lot, is what I'm saying, to just step outside of yourself and share your testimony or your story. Because I don't know about Chisetta, but for me, sharing my and even Pastor Diane, sharing my testimony used to be like ripping off a Band-Aid. But every time I shared my testimony, it was also like a healing salve that God was putting over me, because it was bringing healing to help somebody else. And I started posting, and I still post it every once in a while. If I can make a difference in just one life or in the life of one person, it's worth it all to share your testimony. And not everybody has the same struggle, but being able to say, hey, I know what you're going through, and this is what God has done for me. And so I really want to thank you. And I felt you getting all fired up there. I thought you was just going to start preaching a whole message there.
Amen.
And again, please forgive me for the technical difficulties. I have no clue that my microphone wasn't working. I had even went through all the playing, the music, to identify myself, and then I heard y'all saying, hello, can you hear me? Is anybody there? And that's when I realized my microphone was not working. And so when Pastor Bowen said, well, let me call her, as soon as she called, I'm like, you got to do it. You're just going to have to do it. And so I thank her for filling in for me while I tried to figure out how I was going to get on here. And we're going to have both of y'all back.
Amen.
I know I've already, you know, you've got to come back, and maybe the Lord will allow you to share more of your testimony. I know,
Amen.
I know you've got a powerful testimony. And if he doesn't allow you to share it, you can preach. I know you got a message burning in there, so.
All right now.
And so we're gonna have you back. Thanks to everyone that took time to get on to support Chisetta, and I hope I'm saying her name right.
Yes.
And so I really appreciate it. Pastor Diane, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right. Can you greet everyone? And I know you already did, so don't say I already did. But greet everyone, and then take us out in prayer. Y'all have been listening. You have been listening to the Fire of Love. join us again in a couple of weeks. We are going on, we're going on hiatus to seek the face of God and seek His plan about some things, but we'll be back in November, because after I go on hiatus, I'm going on vacation. So we'll be back in November. I'm going to miss a little retreat with a little vacation. So just keep us in prayer. Pastor Diane, greet everybody and take us on out of here.
God bless everyone who are listening, and may you have a blessed, wonderful day today. And I'm glad I enjoyed the testimony and knowing that God, He is a great deliverer. But not only He's a great deliverer, He's a keeper. Why are you going through until He gets you where you need to be? He's there protecting you and watching over you. So I enjoyed everything, and I'm glad that we all can be a witness to someone, to help somebody along this way in life, that you don't have to be perfect when you come to God, that He will make you perfect. And once you get that love, you will become perfect. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to speak too long because I got company, got little ones here, and they may run in here and get the screaming and hollering. So I'm just going to cut it before they come and interrupt. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this wonderful day, God. And, Lord, we just thank you that someone has heard, God, hallelujah, the word today, the message that they needed to hear. And, Lord, that you will bless them, Lord, that you will keep them, hallelujah, and that you will deliver them, oh, God, hallelujah. God, like you have delivered us, God, and you will deliver them, oh, God, that there is hope, hallelujah. There is a balm in Gilead, hallelujah. And, Lord, we just thank and we praise you, and we thank you for the host, God, hallelujah. God, for this opportunity to come on and to help each and everyone in different places, God, to tell our testimonies. Oh, God, but we thank you and we praise you, God, for God that you said that you care for us, oh, God. Even in the hairs on our head are even numbered, oh, God. And, Father God, you said that casting all our cares upon you, for you care for us. And, Lord, I ask you to bless each and every one until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Have a blessed afternoon, everyone. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Amen.
Amen.
Mama. Mama.